everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
NBA ratings are down. Maybe it's because referees aren't watching anymore. And then the disrespect of socks.
With no shoes, mind you. What is going on here? That's some disrespect right there.
That's some disrespect. Is it the full bag of disrespect? I'll ask this panel. Let's go.
Are they wet socks? I've only got socks on right now. Is that disrespectful?
Very much one sock.
Start dancing.
We'll get to that in a second. The Thursday night game, Cowboys-Bears. The C's were angry that day, my friend. The teams were disappointing that day, my friend. But just think what a win tonight would do. That's not rhetorical, guys. What would a win tonight do for either of our underwhelming heroes? Frank Isola, first to you.
Well, that's just going to prolong the inevitable for Chicago. They're not going to be a playoff team. And guess what? If Dallas were to lose, somehow they keep losing, yet they remain atop their terrible division that they're in. But this is Dallas's time. The game a couple of weeks ago against New England didn't play well. Last Thursday on Thanksgiving at home, terrible against Buffalo. At some point, you have to feel that this team with all that talent is going to turn it around. But again, if they lose, they never seem to lose any ground.
At this point, you're saying, now's the time for the real Dallas to show up. What signs have pointed you in that direction, Frank Isola?
None, really.
Okay.
I know the owner is upset. None.
Well, that's a fine answer. Israel Gutierrez, what would a win do tonight for Dallas or Chicago?
Well, for both teams, I think you look at, first of all, the quarterback in Chicago, okay? He had a pretty good Thanksgiving. And now you're talking about, look, this defense has been just as good as a scoring defense, a little bit better than it was last year. So Mitch Trubisky can salvage this season some. He's gonna need some help or what have you. But he can also salvage his career because it feels like they've already moved on. It feels like the consensus is, okay, Mitch Trubisky cannot be the quarterback for this team in the future. So now he has a month or so to save that and sort of change that idea. And so, in this particular game, that's what you want to do against a Dallas team that the last two times they've played against good defense, these last two games have not scored very well. And if you're Dallas, of course, you're still assessing everything. Yeah, there might not make a coaching change this year, but Dak Prescott, you still have to wonder whether he has a lot of empty stats there, a lot of passing yards, but not very good in the red zone. You know, obviously when the Patriots took away Amari Cooper from him, he didn't have any answers. So I think there's plenty to assess.
Woody Page, what are you watching for tonight?
Well, Israel's emphasizing that the quarterback for the Chicago Bears could see his future in decline as a result of maybe what is happening right now. Well, Jason Garrett, if he loses again tonight, he could be gone right now based on what the owner's been saying the last two or three weeks. He's blaming him one week. He comes out this week and says he'll be coaching somewhere in the NFL next year. He didn't say in Dallas. Here's about what happens for Dallas. I find this so funny. That's why I was laughing. Dallas is a 74% chance to win the division. If they win tonight, they become a 78% chance to win the division. If they lose tonight, there's still a 72% chance.
Yeah, okay.
So it really doesn't mean anything if they win the game tonight. But it means a lot for Chicago. They've won three out of their last four. Dallas has lost three out of four. I think the Bears can get them back into the race if they can actually beat the Cowboys tonight.
And Ramona Shelburne.
I don't know that the Bears can get back into the race because I think it's so much harder to make it in that division. I mean, they're going for a wild card, right? And I don't even know if 11-5 gets the wild card, right? Like, 10-6 probably isn't going to get it, so that means they have to win out at this point. But I think it is more of a it's more important in some ways for the Cowboys, obviously, because you want to see them going in the right direction, which they haven't been going in. Is right. I mean, Dak's leading the NFL in passing yards, but they're not winning. So, yeah, he's putting up stats. They're moving the offense. And I think the real Cowboys are kind of what we've seen. They're really good on offense. The defense is not so good. And the coaching is iffy from week to week.
Israel seemed to say Trubisky was under the most pressure tonight. Woody Page, you seem to think it's Garrett Isola. You want to weigh in there?
Yeah, I agree with Woody, and I think the schedule, the way it breaks down, them not playing now for another 10 days, you know, could really set Jason Garrett up in a tough spot if he ends up losing. Remember, there's been a coaching change already this week, and Ron Rivera is a more accomplished head coach in the NFL than Jason Garrett. You just wonder if it's going to reach the point, you know, losing at the Patriots, losing at home on Thanksgiving, losing tonight on national TV. If he doesn't get it done, there's enough time to make a change here because it's that dead of
Mona Shelburne. Same question to you. Who's under the most pressure tonight?
In some ways, it's the Bears, right? Because you want to know if this is real. And it almost looked like they had decided that Trubisky was not the guy and they were moving on. We were talking about Cam Newton. But he's shown just enough that if they win again, oh, they might have to go back to him.
Okay. Who you got tonight, Woody?
I got the Bears. Okay. Garrett has had 38 games where he had a 500 record. Think about that. That means he's a half.
19. Whoa. It means he's a 500 coach. That's what it means, Woody Page. Gutierrez, who do you got tonight?
I think the Cowboys are going to surprise some people tonight.
Why would that be surprising? Isola, how about you?
I agree with Izzy, and I don't know why.
Okay. Shelburne, how about you?
I just keep picking the Cowboys and keep.
All right. That would be surprising. We'll move on. Let's go. Is missing LeBron's walk worse for referees than missing James Harden's dunk from two nights ago? That's the question I ask you. Also, maybe did LeBron do this on purpose to see if he could get away with it? He said he just completely forgot what was happening. But then, how about this? LeBron's walk onto the court with socks on.
With no shoes, mind you. What is going on here? That's some disrespect right there.
He had already given his shoes autographed to some children in the stands. Some disrespect, Momo, is the call. Is it some disrespect? Is it no disrespect? What is it?
It's disrespect if you're from Utah and you're upset that your team is not playing up to the capabilities that you thought they were going to have. I mean, Utah was supposed to be the team that was going to win the West, right? They were so excited about that Mike Conley trade. And, like, the Lakers are just beating everybody. This is the second night of a back-to-back for them. They went into Denver and won that game. Then they fly to Utah and win that game the second night of a back-to-back. I think they were just upset they were losing. And, like, I understand that criticism, but come on, man. LeBron giving his shoes away to kids is a thing that's happened for a long time. They were up 19 points at the time. I know there was a lot of time left. I get why they're upset, but that's when you just let go.
You're saying they're upset. It's the broadcasting crew. It's not the team who's upset that they haven't been winning. It's the broadcasting crew, Frank Isolab. Yeah. Where are you on this?
Well, you know, Utah had lost by 40, or they were down 40 points at halftime a few games ago. So that's disrespectful. But know this about LeBron James. And yes, newsflash, he loves to draw attention to himself, and he's doing that in that situation. Last year, he didn't make it to either game in Utah. This year, he's fully engaged. He's playing well. And a year when guys sit out all the time, load management, here's a guy that's played in all 22 games back-to-back. Yep. There's enough time to get on LeBron James for something. I'm not getting on him.
LeBron's response today was that imagine being criticized for this. He's just going to say thank you with a smile on his face. Israel Gutierrez, how'd you see it play out last night?
I mean, you can criticize, and we do, LeBron James for almost everything he says or does. I won't even be critical about him on that carry that wasn't called because he didn't actually move his feet, so it didn't actually benefit him at all. He just passed the ball. But I will say, in this case, you're talking about arguably the greatest player of all time, really doing something for team chemistry, right? Bringing the joy into that team. Obviously, the shoe giveaway thing is a good gesture. If you wanted to wait a couple minutes, you could have done that till the game ended, but who knows if that opportunity would have presented itself then. So of all the things that you wanted to get him on for knowing whether or not he was on the court is, you know, that's the one thing you could criticize him on. The socks thing, I think, is semi-ridiculous.
And Woody Page.
Well, the broadcaster should be talking about the Jazz, not LeBron James. I mean, you had won seven straight times. As Frank pointed out, LeBron hadn't played in the last two games last year. They were in Utah. But I'm not going to criticize the Lakers or LeBron in this situation. As Ramona brought up, I saw them a couple of nights ago beat a good Denver team. Then they beat a good Utah team. And then LeBron is doing what I would consider a holiday gesture to the local fans. They should be appreciative of what he's doing, right, that he's A, playing in the game, and sure, B, he's giving their fans a couple of shoes.
We don't need to belabor this. I want to get back to Israel. This isn't a walk. This is not a walk to you. What
is, No. It is absolutely a penalty. It's an infraction. The problem is he didn't keep going, right? He just stood there. It's like, oh, okay. He didn't get a benefit off of this.
Poor
Bogdanovich.
Come on. That's some so disrespect funny right there. It's a real good team.
That's the take you didn't know you wanted.
Let's move on here. The ratings being down 20-ish% in the league. This network, ESPN, down 19%, TNT 22% from last season. Adam Silver addressed this at a Sports Business Journal conference yesterday, said the NBA being a cable satellite sport, quote, that the system is broken to a certain extent. Young viewers in particular are tuning out of traditional cable. Then he went to reference the on-the-court issues the league might be having. Many of you think this has to do with load management affecting ratings. He said, quote, it's less about resting, more about injury. Israel Gutierrez, how do you hear it all from the kids?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I have 42 years of television viewing experience, but I have the behavior of a 24-year-old. So I think I'm the perfect person to ask here. And I believe that there, look, all the television side and whether the cable format and everything else, whether that's working for the NBA still is probably something that's going to take years to actually figure out if that's the reason. I just think as an avid NBA watcher and fan, there's not enough really compelling right now to pull you. Whether you like those Golden State Warriors teams or not, that dynasty was, it made for some interesting regular season games. And then you have the injuries, as he mentioned. If I were to watch, let's say, Kyrie Irving go back to Boston last week or the day before Thanksgiving, there would have been a lot of eyes on that game for the experience of watching him do that, right? You watch Zion Williamson, you watch him develop into a star. That's the fun part of watching these young players, and he's not there. Right now, there's a couple things that are must-watch. Luka Doncic is on that list, but I can't really think. Actually, he's the only one right now that's on that list. I can't really think of many other. Giannis.
All right, well, then it's not exactly a list if there's only one. Woody Page, I can see you're really chewing on what Israel's saying here. Why are ratings down 20%. That's huge.
Well, there are a number of different reasons, and Silver touched on a couple of them. Israel touched on a couple more, but I think it's accumulation of what's going on. You cannot just say this is linear and that it's a variable equation. You have to talk about the depths of knowledge of what exactly is going on. People are watching less network television. They're watching less cable television. That's number one. Younger people don't watch, let's face it, they don't watch ESPN as much as they used to, or TNT. The second thing is, when you don't have Zion on the court, you don't have Kevin Durant playing in the league this year, when you don't have Curry and Klay Thompson, and they're so bad, that's another reason some of the issues that began at the outset of the season involving China and what was said in Houston. I just think that when you accumulate all of that, that the numbers are going to go down somewhat until you figure out what, I'll say ESPN again, doing ESPN Plus, NBC streaming games in Portland. You've got to come up with new ideas.
Or new ways to track all that. Ramona Shelburne, 20%.
Well, like, is a part of those broadcasts?
20% is that panic?
Yeah, that's a lot, but I think we need to look at total engagement. I don't want to be one of these people who say that ratings don't matter. They do matter because they're indicative of a larger trend, but the NBA audience is a young audience. Yeah, and maybe the young audience isn't the one that is watching a whole game all the way through on linear cable, but they are so engaged on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I mean, every single night, like, you find people watching highlights. A House of Highlights has become a huge phenomenon. That's where the younger generation gets their news. Now, I do appreciate Israel trying, though. He's a sideline reporter on our broadcast. Look what he's been doing with his hair. I mean, he's trying to bring in that younger demo.
Okay. Thank you very much. Frank Isola, I want to get back to this. 20%. Is that panic for the NBA? Down 20.
Oh, I definitely think it is. I think the most polarizing player in the league, LeBron James, playing in the West Coast, has something to do with it. Zion out, the Warriors out. But remember this, too, about load management. The players are basically telling the fans the regular season doesn't matter, yet you want us to tune in when you're not even showing up for the games.
Good point, Frank. When the NFL had that, I would call it a crater. They were down about 18% in 2017 from 2 years prior to that. They have rebounded a little bit. They're up 9% since then, but still that's down from 4 years ago. These numbers are so hard to digest. We're going to take a break right here. Get to buy or sell next.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
USC football. Sticking with Clay Helton. Fight on has become trudge on. Bill Plaschke, LA Times. Why did it take 4 days for USC to retain Helton with unwavering support? Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. That's actually a good question. Ramona, you want to try answering that first?
Yeah, because the new athletic director, Mike Bone, just got there, and he had to go through a process and evaluating what he was really walking into. Plus, it's not just about whether you're keeping Clay Helton. It's about whether you're hiring a guy like Urban Meyer. And USC has had a series of very high-profile scandals. They had to make that decision at the highest levels, not just athletic director, president, board of trustees, and they decided they don't want to dip their foot into that scandal in those waters right
now. So those 4 days, though, where it's like, he's not coming back, he is coming back, he's not, you think you're all right with that? Because that's doing due diligence.
I'm okay. Take your time. If you don't know who you want to hire next, keep the guy who's 8-4 with a second-string quarterback.
How about you?
I totally agree with Ramona. She's on to exactly what's going on. I've known Mike personally as a good friend for about 30 years. He's not going to go in there and make snap decisions. He didn't do that at Colorado or Cincinnati. Wants to evaluate the situation. Very smart guy. They have a chance to win 9 games this year. Why not sit back, see what happens during the offseason with recruiting before you make a hard, firm decision that you have to live
and
with.
For anyone not on a first-name basis with Mike Bone, the AD at USC, Woody Page, thank you for having a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
Well, if you look at the recruiting for next year, Woody, for 2020, they're in the 60s in one ranking, and that's not very good for USC. That's a very good indicator of where your program is going. However, if you were to just spend those few days basically kicking the tires on an Urban Meyer or on a Bob Stoops or something like that, and obviously didn't get any sort of response from that, then yeah, go another year with Clay. Maybe see if, you know, some of the issues with the university have something to do with why his team has been struggling of late. And if it's one more year, it's one more year you make the decision.
Frank Isola.
Yeah. I'm not on a first name basis with Urban Meyer, but something tells me they contacted him at some point over those 4 days. They didn't get the positive feedback that they maybe expected or wanted. That's why it's the status quo at
you. You're not on a first name basis with anybody, Frank. I mean, you keep it very, very straight. Although you are a friend and a confidant.
Let's Carmelo.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two, Aaron Rodgers.
Seeing the 18th hole coming up, you know, realizing I can't play forever, and the opportunities don't come along all the time.
What hole are you on?
I mean, I'm making the turn, I think.
Okay, so 18th hole coming up, making the turn. Woody Page, how do you hear all that?
Well, my buddy Aaron has some mixed golf metaphors there.
Yeah.
He's going to have to use every club in his bag to get back to the Super Bowl, where he's only been once in 2010.
Yeah.
But I think he just had a birthday. He turned 36. He realizes that time is running up on him. He better do something quick if he wants to get back to the
Super Bowl.
Well, at 36 years old, if he says he wants to play into his 40s, let's say reasonably 42, it's only 6 more of these playoff experiences, and being in the last 2 that he wasn't in the playoffs, I think he's just sort of cherishing these moments and saying, listen, I'm not going to take any of it.
Do you think he thinks he has 6 years left, Israel, after the way he's been playing?
Yes.
I know he says that. Okay, Frank Isola, how about you?
I think he does. I'm going to give him a mulligan for mixing those golf metaphors. I do think this. He still loves to play number one. That's number one. Number two, he knows that, you know, these chances are running out. The last 6 Super Bowls featured the 1 seed or the 2 seed from both conferences. Right now, they're 3 on the outside looking in. He knows he's got to make up some ground.
Okay, and Ramona Shelburne?
Look, I feel sorry for him. I mean, 36 was a hard year for me, too. I remember that was a tough birthday because you realize you're in your mid-30s. Like, you're no longer, like, the young one. And you start looking at 40 going, oh, my God. But what happens is, like, I hate to be the person, the older, wiser 40-year-old.
Yes,
who says,
yes,
like,
please.
Age is just a number. Yeah. If you keep talking about it like you're done, then you're done. But if you're like Tom Brady eating avocado ice cream and toast and whatever he's doing,
right,
and saying, I'm going to play forever, then you'll play forever. Right.
So,
I got a couple more years to get to 36.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Ramona, Israel, thanks for stopping by today. We got
you're
Woody
welcome.
Page and Frank Isola, Mr. First Name Basis and Mr. No Name Basis.
Joe Woodrow, does it.
Right?
Yeah.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Three games ago, Virginia scored 48 and won. Two games ago, Virginia scored 46 and won. Last night, they scored 40 and lost to Purdue by 29 in a rematch of one of the great games from last year's tournament. Also last night, Ohio State 74, UNC 49 at the Bean Dome. So, number four defending champs lost, scoring 40. Number seven, L, scoring 49. Woody Page, about scoring in college, question. What was worse last night?
I scored twice in college in the UT inter-squad game in 1965. It was North Carolina. This is the second lowest point total they've had since they moved into the Dean Dome. And it was embarrassing to do that at home with Dean overlooking what you're doing.
It should be Maryland, by the way. 9-0, blew out Notre Dame last night. But it's going to be Virginia. Guess what, Tony? I got one for you. The last time they trailed by at least 20 points in a game, UMBC, the first round of the NCAA tournament.
You see that? Would have got you the point, right? You lost 2 points in the process of giving a shout out to your alma mater.
Sorry.
Point, though, for Isola. Showdown two last night. The Bucks Pistons game. Giannis versus Blake Griffin multiple times last night. Giannis had a great quote about not fighting. Quote, at this point, whatever. End quote. Frank, how'd you read how the Pistons went after Giannis to try to get a win here, and how'd you read Giannis's response?
You know, that's fine. You know, this is the no-fighting NBA. That is not the bad boy Pistons. You're not going to outwork Giannis. You're not going to outmuscle him. You're not going to beat him. He did the right thing. Just back away.
He's being smart. You remember this, Frank, from reading the Bible. Matthew 5:39 tells us, if someone smites you on the right cheek, you just turn to the left cheek. That's exactly what he was doing last night, which is the smart way to go.
Writing. And Woody was there.
Full-on smoting today in showdown. Woody Page with the win over Isola. 30 seconds, Woodrow.
Yeah. Before you Notre Dame fans get so down in the dumps because you're not going to be in the Final Four this year in football, yes, you are. You're playing your team, Notre Dame of Ohio, which is in Euclid, Ohio. The Fighting Falcons have a chance on Saturday to advance to the Final Four in Division II. They're 12-1 this year, and guess who they're playing? The favorite. That would be undefeated Slippery Rock, America's favorite team. So good luck to both Slippery Rock and Notre Dame Saturday.
All right, to him. Some Slippery
23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.